I'm Chance Dorland, and this is The Docket, our weekly interview program covering lawn crime in San Antonio and Bexar County from ExpressNews.com. And I'm joined now once again by Express News Courts and Crime reporter Elizabeth Zavala, who has some updates on the case of convicted child killer Janine Jones, who's in the news once again as her legal team fights to have some of her personal items returned. Janine Jones is, of course, known as the killer nurse, based on a 1984 murder conviction for the death of 15-month-old Chelsea McClellan by injecting her with an overdose of a powerful drug. Liz, what do we know now about this latest development that happened more recently?
Well, Chance, we have been waiting for word of when Janine Jones is going to be tried on the five new murder indictments involving the deaths of five San Antonio children in the 1980s when she worked at University Hospital, which was then called Bexar County Hospital. Well, this past week, her lawyer, Cornelius Cox, filed a motion to Judge Frank Castro asking that personal items Jones had while in prison some 34 years ago be returned to her.
Now, Elizabeth, these were personal items taken from Janine Jones while she was in prison, correct? So what prompted their removal?
Well, Cox told Judge Castro that after the indictments, investigators from the previous administration went to her living quarters at the Texas Department of Criminal Justice and took an address book, a Bible, personal letters, and papers. Cox alleged that investigators who worked for then Bexar County District Attorney Nicholas LaHood did so to harass and annoy his client, and possibly to demean her. He asked the question, why did they take her Bible? Because, he said, she had the right to have her personal property. He also asked the judge to have the state show some sort of compelling reason for taking her things.
Inmates, while in custody, of course, still have some rights. So I'm wondering, Liz, what are they allowed to have while in prison in the state of Texas?
Well, in a quick search of what the Texas Department of Criminal Justice allows inmates, I found an offender orientation handbook. And it says that each offender will be assigned a locker or a shelf for storing personal property. And this manual goes on to say that all property must fit in a box provided that's approximately 1.75 cubic feet, but shall not exceed 2 cubic feet. This document says they allow some exceptions, like a radio, a typewriter, or a fan to be stored outside the box. But at the hearing, Cox did not specify where these documents that were taken from Janine Jones were being kept. But she did have them, he said.
So what were the specifics about these personal documents? What did you learn from the hearing?
Catherine Babbitt, who is the Bexar County District Attorney's Office chief over major crimes, told the judge that a person in prison does not have any expectation of privacy. She also said that because issues of competency have been raised, it was important to see that Jones could read and write, that the writings in these papers prove that she has the ability to comprehend. She then went on to say that she realized the importance of religious items, but she also recognized handwriting in the Bible that contained references to what she said was Jones's, quote, own sin, end quote. She added that the state was not in the position to return those items because they would be relevant to the competency trial and anything else. The judge then ordered the state to provide copies of everything they had to the defense.
We know that Janine Jones spent 34 years in jail on that 99-year sentence for the killing of Chelsea McClellan, but I'm wondering, Elizabeth, what is the status on these five indictments from 2017? They should be coming to trial soon, correct?
Yes, Chance. We did learn at the hearing that Cornelius Cox withdrew a motion for another psychiatric evaluation for this client. Apparently, Jones already has been deemed competent to stand trial in two evaluations. He is now asked for a competency trial, which Judge Castro said could take place in either August or September. That trial could either occur in the criminal magistrate courtroom with Judge Andrew Carruthers presiding, or in Castro's 399th State District Court, which is hearing all of the murder cases involving Jeanine Jones.
Elizabeth, can you now recap the new murder cases involving the five children from San Antonio in the 1980s? We've talked about them here on the podcast before, but it has been quite a while since we've talked about them in detail.
Yes, Chance, it has been a while since we have discussed the victims, the five San Antonio children that were alleged to be killed by Jeanine Jones. The child victims were Richard Ricky Nelson. He was 8 months old when he died on July 3rd, 1981. Court records state he was injected with a, quote, substance unknown. He has no living relatives, unfortunately, we have learned. Another child victim, Rosemary Vega, named after her mother, had undergone a series of surgeries to repair a congenital heart defect, and she was recovering nicely, her mother said, when something went wrong. Little Rosemary was alleged to have been injected with a substance unknown, and she was two when she died on September 16, 1981. Paul Villarreal was the third child of Juanita and Larry Villarreal. He was 3 months old when he died on September 24, 1981, allegedly after being injected with heparin, which is an anticoagulant. His grave didn't even receive a headstone until last summer, which was 36 years after his death. Another child, Joshua Sawyer, was 11 months old when he was hospitalized for smoke inhalation after a house fire. He died on December 12, 1981, from an overdose of Dilantin, which is a seizure medication. The last child victim, Patrick Zavala, was born with a defective heart valve and had undergone surgery. He died January 17, 1982. After he was found to be injected with, quote, a substance unknown, and he was 4 months old.
So, Elizabeth, I'm wondering, what's your take on all this? Do you think that we will see Jeanine Jones go to trial this year?
You know, Chance, Bexar County District Attorney Joe DeGonzalez said when he took office in January that he had assigned some of his new staff to these new cases involving Jeanine Jones. He has put on the case as prosecutors, Catherine Babbitt, who I mentioned earlier, who is the chief of major crimes for the DA's office. And also working with her is Samantha DeMeo. Now, Joe said at the beginning of the year that they would review everything. As we have been going through the hearing process on competency and sanity, months have gone by now, but now we're hearing that at this point, procedurally, we will be waiting on the results of this competency trial. So I think it's possible Jeanine Jones could go to trial sometime toward the end of the year, maybe even the beginning of next year. Which, you know, as we've discussed before, sounds about right for how, you know, cases move through the docket, you know, through the system. It seems to take at least a year and a half, sometimes two, to get to trial. So in this case, they changed over DA administrations. So it's not unusual for the new folks to have to spend time going through the files to prepare.
Of course, Elizabeth, these are very tragic deaths, tough cases that we're going to have to talk more about here on the docket, both for the competency trial and whenever the cases go to trial themselves. Now, before we've talked about how each case likely will be tried separately, but do you think, is it too early to tell since we are having status conferences and all that? What do you think's going to be the next step here?
Well, Chance, it seems that, you know, with this competency trial for Jeanine Jones coming up either in August or September, according to Judge Castro, that is likely going to be, you know, the next time that we see Jeanine Jones in court. So, you know, once that happens again, we could be, you know, seeing maybe the first murder case that could be coming up in the docket, you know, sometime either toward the end of this year or the beginning of next. So I imagine we will be talking about this again, you know, this, you know, case involving Jeanine Jones, who was convicted in 1984 of killing a child in Kerrville. You know, so as we like to say when we talk on the docket, you know, stay tuned because we'll be talking about this case again.
And thank you to San Antonio Express News Courts and crime reporter Elizabeth Zavala for joining me for today's episode of The Docket, our weekly interview program covering long crime in San Antonio and Bexar County from expressnews.com. For the San Antonio Express News, I'm Chance Dorland.